In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Prophet Isaiah, in our first reading today, speaks about a people who say, we do all the religious stuff we're supposed to. You know, we have our fast days, and we do all these things. Why do we fast, and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves, and you take no note of it. The reason why is they may go through the motions of religious observance, but they ignore the laws of God. Things like, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt keep the Sabbath day holy, you know, the Ten Commandments, things like that. And they also oppress others. They say, God, we're being oppressed, why won't you help us? At the same moment, they're driving their laborers, and they're quarreling and fighting and doing all of these things. And the response that God gives through the prophet Isaiah is, if you want your religious observance to bear fruit, you have to obey God wholeheartedly. You have to obey his commandments. I had a professor at the university who, his way of explaining the same thing is by saying, you can't shuck and jive God. There's no way to con God. You know, just by going through the motions, that's not going to work. You have to follow the Lord Jesus. You have to listen to the gospel, put the gospel into practice in your life, and follow him. And then your prayers will bear fruit, and your penance will bear fruit, and your almsgiving will bear fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.